Today we'll discuss some interesting shailas. Reuven, son, was coming by mitzvah on Chodesh Macheshvan, the month of Macheshvan, Tavshin Ayin Dal. Remember the date because it's Nigeah. There's no sponsor to it. So on the month before the Bar Mitzvah, he hired a band, singer in a band, to sing at the Bar Mitzvah. And he was planning at the Bar Mitzvah to have 250 guests there. Regular Bar Mitzvah. The day before the Bar Mitzvah, Reuven meets one of his krovim, one of his relatives, and the relative tells to Reuven, "You know, I'm a great singer. I have also a band. Since you're my cousin, I'll do the whole thing for free." They agreed he'd do it for free. Reuven right away got in touch with Shimon, the one he hired to play the next day. He says, "I don't need you anymore, and I'll vato our contract. We made up, you're supposed to play at the Bar Mitzvah, but now someone's doing it for free." So Shimon answered back, "No problem, you could break it up, but you will ask it to pay a certain price. You still have to pay. We made up a grill, because if you would have let me know right away after you hired me, a couple of weeks ago, it would shaykh that I'd be hired by somebody else. But now a day mamish before Bar Mitzvah, there's no one going to hire me tomorrow. So you mavatel it. So meila, you have to pay on what we made up. What we made up to pay. And now you can have your cousin play." So each one's tiny their own thing. So they made up. The day after the Bar Mitzvah, now he's busy with the next day's Bar Mitzvah. So the day after Bar Mitzvah, they'll go to a Rav, and he'll put whatever he says, whatever he paskins, he will do. No, very good. So it's not over yet. At the night of Bar Mitzvah, there were 9 people show up. Including Bar Mitzvah Bracha, he was a 10th. What's the reason why he expected 250 guests, but not 10? What was it? What was the Siba why no one else came? Because a couple hours beforehand was Nifta Hagoyin Rabbi Vadi Yosef. And his funeral was at that time at the Bar Mitzvah. So many people who expected to come to Bar Mitzvah instead went to the Levaya. And besides, even those who wanted to come to Bar Mitzvah, if they had to drive, they couldn't drive because the whole city was closed down. They said the Levaya was the biggest Levaya happening in the Christ, so 1 million people were there. The whole Yerushalayim was closed down. So even if anyone who wanted to come, even the band who wanted to come, also couldn't make it. No one could make it. So, next day, after Bar Mitzvah, Reuven and Shimon come to the Rav. So, Shimon is tiny. You have to pay everything. You hired me. And he came out the day before the Bar Mitzvah. Reuven comes now with a new tainer. First he tainer is my cousin, but he comes with a better tainer. He says, even if I went to mevatel the hazmana, I went to mevatel the bench from coming, and then it will be bottle anyway, because machmas einis, because since the Avad Yosef was nifta, even if I went to mevatel hazmana to the Bar Mitzvah, Shimon the band leader couldn't come anyway. Because he doesn't live right near close to the hall where the Bar Mitzvah is supposed to be. It's supposed to be. He lived in a different part of the city. So there's no way he can get to it anyway. So for that alone, I don't have to pay at all. That was the Shaila. So who's the halacha like? So then says there's 2 Shailas here. One Shaila is someone's Vatel the Schiris. And secondly, Schiris and Svatel Machmas Einis is exhibited a mice is it a bitl machmas einis is it considered a bitl or not? That was the first Shaila. The Mechaber says in Chayshe Mishpat, Shin Lama Gimel Siv Beis. The Mechaber says, Himhoyin Yitzchayim Emesh, Av Akshav, Einam Yitzchayim, If yesterday you're high and today you're not high anymore, Harezik Kedav Avadahem. He's working yesterday and today he's not where you fire him. Next day he can't find any work done. So the din is, you have to Tzir Dav Avad, and the Sma speaks out in Sifkot and Ches, Yechayav Diner Gami. V'naisin lahem tzchayam kepar bato. And he has to pay if he hired somebody and the person cannot find another job because he fired him and didn't have a chance to go look for a job even, so he has to pay him as a pair of bottle. What's called a pair of bottle? So Pashtis, it's a machloikus in the Paiskim. The Shach speaks out in Shin Lamed Gimel and Sifkot and Ches and the Smada and Sifkot and Zayin says Sheshanim mi shehischa atzma l'mlocha zu. Kama hayuraitzel apachas mischarei leshebato v'naklam mischarei. Let's say they're paying $20 an hour. Let's say they're paying for a job. $20 an hour. What would a person pay to be sit home and not do anything? That amount, he should not confirm the schar, and the best he pays. That's what the Shach and Taz speak out. The Shach and the Sma speak out. The Taz says, chatzi eschiris. Half of the schiris. Let's say it's $20 an hour, you pay $10. And he brings us down from Shuvas Rashi to Shem Rabbeinu Chananel. This is the Taz in Shinla, beginning of Shinla Megimel. You pay half of the amount. Let's say it was $20 for the work, or $20, you pay half. Let's say you hired the band for $500 for the night, so you pay $250. That's what the Taz says. You pay always half. The Yashiv Batal. However, from the Shach and Taz, you figure what you will pay such a thing, and then you do discuss. So I said to Machlokes between the Shach and Taz and Sma. However, I saw in the Sefer Mishpat Pailim, in Perek Yigimel, Sifkat Yigimel. It's a whole Sefer on Tchiris Pailim. So he talks about this halacha of what's called Pail Bottle. So he says something that's Mustafa Moid. He says, the Taz is only talking if you hide him for a day. For the day, for the night, whereas like the case of the bar mitzvah, you hire him to pay, a band to play at the bar mitzvah, or for a chasni, playing a chasna, or let's say you hire a chashmoli, a electrician, or a plumber, and then you cancel in the last minute. So then, and even if you hire him, sometimes you hire him, it could be in certain cases, even hire him for a week or a few weeks, it's also temporarily. So then, that's when the halacha says that the pail has to pay chetzi meschar to reisha bato in a certain amount of time. That's when the Taz says that's enough. He has to pay his half. It's only for short term, something short term, like one day, 2 days, a week maybe, or 2 weeks, depends on the situation. Because that's a person who's got to sit home and take a vacation and not work then. And the difference, you're only paying the day. You pay him half of the amount. He's willing to take a vacation then. But someone's working yearly, or even a month, for a long time. It's mamash avodah kavua. It's shach to say that the payel would rather work than sit bavel. Why? He has to feed his family. So it's mistaken right to say that tzchar bato is sometimes more than half. Mashal, someone who wants to work, works regularly, he has to support a family. He's not willing to be mivata only half. So maybe he only agree. He'll take 2/3 or more. And this, the dying has to be in each eifin. This is what the Mishnah Purim says, which is Milsa Mustava. However, I have a strong right to his psak. Why? The Mechaber says, in Chayshin Mishpat, in Shin Lam and Hesif Aleph, that someone was on the road, someone that is there, is a work-hardening person. He does, let's say, he does real hard work. And when he can't do hard work, then he doesn't want to sit batola. For him to sit idle, not do something, he doesn't want it. He can't do it. Certain people are workaholics. They have to work, and that's it. It doesn't matter how hard they work. And by them sitting yashiv bato, is bad for them. So maybe, so the Mechaber says, then you have to pay the whole tzchah. And not only like a pair of bato. And the same thing speaks out to Ramah. It's a long Ramah, but part of Ramah, which is negay us. I'll quote it. Ramah says, Malamit Shinana Belamudai Bibatamidam Yaisa Mibitulai. Let's say a Rebbe, he'd rather be sitting with Talmidim, teaching them Torah, than sitting bato, sitting at home. Because that's his enjoyment in life, to teach Talmidim. Then you have to, so Rama says, Asach l'sham l'kol ha'scha. Then you have to pay him the whole scha. So you see clearly, like the Mishnah Pilum, there's certain cases you don't say pay half. Certain times the person wants to duck to work, a malamid, or a person working hard, he doesn't like to sit in the bottle, then you have to pay him the whole scha then. The Pischei Chayshin, in Schiers, Peragirt, Sivchah says, and all these type in Yanim, you say, Haka l'fi v'ayis enya adayim. And Mishpatayim says a little further even. Mishpatayim says a little further. That Emerson is no machlokes between the Sma, Shach, and Taz. It's all Torah, each matzav. You know, the Shach will agree to the Taz will agree to the Sma. And he quotes that, he quotes that this, he said, that he says, Mishpatayim, which I think are close to that, he said was masculine of Torah Nusbam. Torah is the man in Eretz Yisrael, he's the man, the biggest person in Choshe Mishpat. In today in Eretz Yisrael. He's considered the biggest place in Choshe Mishpat. And Emerson, it's also vices like this. First of all, there's a Chumim Hasham in Chalik Beis, Enesim Rezayin, is Mashmar from where he quotes, there's no machlokes between the Sma and Shach. He seems to say, they hold the same thing. In the Mishpat Sholem, Hasham, in the Sefer Mishpat Sholem, in Simen Kufa Involv, Sif Mem Dalid, he says the same he said of Mishpat, what Mishpon said. Hakalafi Inyan. And I saw in the Chaveres, Hayosha Toiv, Chaveres, which one of the editors is the Rav Tzvi Nussbaum. But the Chashuvim of Chashuv Mishpat Eretz Yisrael, they have a Chaveres called Yashua Toiv. There's, I think, 21 and 22 volumes already. So in the fifth volume, in the fourth volume, Chev Dal, in page Lamed Ches, he says that same site as Mishpat Pailam. It's telling each case itself. Not always you say 50 as a pile is half. Depends on the situation. Sometimes it's half, sometimes it's three quarters, and sometimes you have to pay everything. Depends on each situation. And hako firene adayin. Alright, so that takes care. Well, that's what's called a pile bottle. So it comes out, mitzad echad, ruvein, mitzad echad. Sarecha, Reuven has to pay, at least in this case, he hired him for the bar mitzvah, he has to pay half of the schiras, because since he's a schiras of this. However, Mitzvah Sheni, you can think that, and this happened. Abad Yosef was Nifta, so Mela, maybe he's part of the Gami. So, Mitzvah Tzvor, without saying further, Mitzvah Tzvor, it would seem to say Reuven is part of the Gansa. Why? Because Sof Kosof, there was a Levaya, and he could not make the bar mitzvah anyway, so maybe he wasn't masim at all. L'chad m'tzatzvah. But Emerson, it's a machloikus ha-poiskim. The Tshuvas Ramah in Siman Nun is brought down in the Gideon Shulchan Aruch. Kivega brings him down. In the Gideon Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Shin Lamadah and Choshe Mishpat, in Siman Shin Lamadah Sefalot, he says like this. Mamish Al Kase, he says. Dem Chazah Ba'al-Bayis, he quotes it from Tshuvas Ramah. Dem Chazah Ba'al-Bayis, the Kainz Chayat, the Baal Bais backed off, and you have to pay him. Vakach ir Einis, and after Einis happened, but after you put the Mishalim, the Komokon, so Hashan's cloud is Chayat for him. Mamashal case. First of all, he's a Chayat, because he was a Vato of the music people. Then after Einis happened, so still the Chuvus Ramah says, you have to pay. Why? Because the Kvan is Chayat. You read it's Chayat already. However, the Shah Mishpat, and Simon Shimlam Gimel Sifkat Nalf, he argues on the Chuvas Ramah. And he says the Baal Bayis is part of from paying Gansen. Since at the end happened in Einus. So why should he be chayv to pay something at the end? He wouldn't have to do Machlas Einus. So it comes out contra Ramah in our case. Reuven would have to pay to the orchestra, to the people he hired to play the music. The band. He would have to pay like a pot of bottle. And according to Shah Mishpat, who put it from Ben Gansen. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, instead of Masik, he says over there, he says, in our case, it could be even Ramah's money you don't have to pay. Because Ramah is talking, the player that wants to work, just when it's happened, that he can't work. So that's a, so that's a, then he was, he wanted to work. But here's talking, even if Paro wouldn't want to come and work on Bar Mitzvah, why? Because he'd rather be at the Levaya from Vadi Yosef. So Mela, in this case, could be even Amon Maida. He brings down that he went afterwards to Reb Chaim Kanevsky. And he told the whole shtickle he told over to Reb Chaim Kanevsky, and he was maskim. And Reb Chaim was Maisif. The Bechara Maisa, he came in Maisif Mama from Reuven, from the father of the Bar Mitzvah boy. Why? Because since Reuven is still Moses, he didn't pay money yet, so he said Maisif Echaraya, they said we pass Kumach Amor. And secondly, this is what I'm getting on, that he could say Kimli Kishah Mishpat. It's Machlek Zamor Shah Mishpat. I hold like the Shah Mishpat. So in such a case, you can't even have. So Maisa Adina, where Eiske passing the Dintaya, you're not Machlek to pay at all. And he doesn't have to pay the band at all any money whatsoever.
So
that's it.
If you would have got a basement, it would have gone a week before, they would have got a basement right away. You would have gotten right there. You would have gotten paid. You would have paid half.
No. If you let's say you hire a band, and next day you mavatil it, so it depends if he has other people at that time or not.
You can't get anybody else. Went, a week before again, you couldn't get anybody else. Right.
Then you have to pay half.
Yeah.
No, not after Mitzvah. The Einus was the night of the Bar Mitzvah.
I'm saying, but if he would have gone to Basin before that night, where would they went?
He would have to pay, right. But the Mitzvah didn't go, so he's Musik in the money. Same as he, since he has the money, he'd have to say, Mitzvah Haraya. Right.
But if it was that case,
huh?
They take this case?
I don't know. It doesn't say that.
So
but if I say he had like that, because Mishpat quotes him and he holds he would agree to that. Chaim Kanevsky sure agreed to it, okay?
So
yes.
If they had his case, if they'd gone a week before and they said, okay, you have to pay now, and then the owner's captain could have gone back to Basin and
get back his money, then he's the Mosek already.
Then he can say Kimmel.
He can say Kimmel later on. He asked a good question. What happens if they were gone in the time before the Bar Mitzvah, before the Levaya, and he paid up, and now he wants to say, listen, I just happened later, I want my money back. He can say Kimmel like Shuz Ramah. He said the other way around. So, right, he could tie another way. So someone's Mosek in the money. That's why when it comes to Shaila Mamas, give your money the last minute. Because sometimes you can always say, I'm serious. Sometimes you could say, you know, Kimri or something like that. Yep. All right. Another interesting case. Avram, I'll get to your case next, okay? All right. Maisa Pella. The Talmud Chacham said over this Maisa. Today he's a big Mabit Steyer. He's a Golda Batari, he's a Mabit Steyer. He says a Maisa that happened Di Avuvda. Personally, what happened to Maisa? He was born to a family of Chilonim, fire, completely fried in Eretz Yisrael. And he learned in a school at Mamachi Dati. That's the regular government, regular school, public school in Eretz Yisrael. Huh? Not that to you. What is it called? Regular schools? Whatever it is. So anyway. Okay. So I learned in a Maisa Tchilaini. Completely fine. Public school. When he came to 8th grade, one of the children from the class started up with him. He's Mekanahim. This kid was, this person was very smart. And he was Mekanahim. And he was a class bully. So he got the whole class to put it this fellow in Cherem. So no one should talk to him. The whole class, no one spoke to him. They didn't say good morning, didn't speak to him. They were not Cherem him. Everyone stayed away from him. And no one walked in his Dalamas. It came, so it was Menudah from everybody in the class. One second, let me finish. These are Friar kids. Eighth graders. What is it, 12, 13 year olds? Some Bar Mitzvah, some not Bar Mitzvah. Anyway, so he tried to make friends with people in the next class, 7th grade, and this bully went and made sure that the whole school, no one should have nothing to do with him. That's the courage he had. A real big bully. And he had no answer what to do. So he decided he's not going anymore back to school. He can't take it. No one's talking, they're not caring him. He's not going to school anymore. His parents didn't know what to do. They started thinking they should send him to another public school, but they figured they'd also be Achzorim there also. So, with Chayse Beira, they decided to send him to Talmud Torah. No choice. He sent him to a religious school. There he heard the Mechanchen Der Cheretz, Abba Sabiyetz. There he has a chance to develop there, to go. Even though the house is completely chilayni, but since his wife Breira, so Chal Pachas, at least for psychologically, he'll be in a better environment. So he sent him to the school. The first day he came to school, the whole class was a makabel and b'daim psuchos, open hands. Not only that, the teacher was misyachas to him like his own son. He treated him so royally. Even though he says, in the beginning it was hard for me, I never opened a safe in my life, and now they're learning Gemara. I started since I'm Baal Kishon, I started learning, it was hard in the beginning, but I started sending Gemara and all the Lamudim, and by the end of the year, I caught up to everybody. No, finished his 8th grade, he has to go to high school. So which high school he finished, how he finished that? So he started going to yeshiva, and a good yeshiva. No, can understand, going to yeshiva now, so he's mashpia on his whole household. His parents all turned Shemitah mitzvahs. It came a house of Torah. The father started on Yeshurim, started putting on tefillin, started davening, turned over the whole family. Many years passed by. He says, I started always thinking in the back. The hard years I had when I was in day school, when this bully was after me the whole time, the achzayis of this bully, Alamidach Yisa, because of him, I was zaycha to become a ben Torah. And I'm constantly thanking the Rabbani Shalom that I wouldn't be from this bully. Who knows where I'd be today? And today, Baruch Hashem, I'm a ben Torah only because of him. Okay. Story's not over. One day, many years later, more than 20 years, when he left the school, the 8th grade, more than 20 years later, he gets a letter from this bully. And he writes to him, listen, if you have many Surim, me and my wife are married many years and we can't have any children. So, and he writes him a letter, he wrote him a letter. And he writes him, I went to one of the Sikha Dorim, maybe came with Fum, or maybe traditional, whatever it is. I went to for Baruch and Yeshua, and the Tzaddik told him, it's Kedai to check out, maybe you forgave someone when you're young, you could forgave someone. And he has Akpod on you, and that's why you don't have any children. So as soon as he mentioned that to me, in my mind, I reminded myself what I did to you, what I did to you when you were young, when we were young. So I want you to be marich of me, and you should write me Ksav Mechila. Maybe Rachel Mishamayim. Ksav Mechila normally writes, let's say a soul is engaged, and they break off the engagement, so normally you have to write Ksav Mechila. That's the Noah in Kari soul. The people are engaged, and one side breaks, you have to write Ksav Mechila. So here also, he has to write Ksav Mechila, that is Shemayim, maybe in Shemayim, that's the reason why I don't have children, and I'll be glad to have children afterwards. Now the Talmud Chacham comes and asks the Shaila. Of course I'm going to write Ksav Mechila. I have no problem writing Ksav Mechila. Just this person, we'll call him the Achzor or the bully, whatever it is, he, besides sending him Ksav Mechila, he sent me a lot of money inside. It's made peace, he called. I say money in English?
Appeasement.
Money for appeasement. He sent me a large amount of money. And I don't know if he's come to ask a shayla, I don't know if I could take the money. Because very often, I own Hakos HaTov. So maybe, not only do I have to turn back the money, maybe I should even add money to it. If I send back the money, I should even add money to it to Hakos HaTov. So he came and asked the shayla. The chayla, he could bring a raya that this achzor, this bully, doesn't need a ksav mechila, doesn't need bechal mechila. Why? The Tayyak Dresha says in Parshas Vayechi that Achay Yosef came to Yosef to tachnunim, they should forgive them, they sold them from the house of his father. And Yosef answered, Al tiru, atim chashatim alay t'ra, Elikim Chashav L'Tayva. The man that says, K'yom Hazel, L'ach Yis Amrav. The Baruch Hu did for a purpose. That you should be able, at the end of the day, when you come to Mitzrayim, you have a place to stay, and someone will take care of you. And the Chaim Kodesh speaks out that it's daima, the songs is chavin, to drink someone else, some mavis, I want to drink your poison, I want to give a glass of poison. At the end, he gives a kosher yayin. A mistake happened, he kosher yayin. You're not mechayv anything. And the potter, even Medina Shemayim, Dr. Chaim Kodesh. Because since at the end, he did the yais of good at the end. So Mela, you're not chayv anything. So Mela, this Asa is also not chayv anything here. So here the Asa, he doesn't have to pay any money. Because it's by at the end that a big terror happened to him. Not only him, his whole family came in a terror. And today is the Mabit's terror by Adam. So the says it was a chuskada for Kaisal. So Chaya, you should be, the Chaya, he doesn't have to, he doesn't need a ksad bechila. Chaya. However, he can be mechalik. Yosef HaTzadik sold it to the Seichim, Seichim sold him to Beis Patifa. There Yosef learned how the, since Patifa was one of the government officials, so he learned how to be united in Beis Malchus. But over here, this Achza, this bully, was taking me out to Chaveri. And he didn't take him to Yeshiva. He just wanted to get him out of there just to be right with him. And through many Gagulim, he ended up at the end, he ended up to be Tam Chacham. This is the Yom Sashi, you don't need Kapodim, because the Fekeya, the Tam Haveris, Chamuris, the Hepech, from Tziv Hashem, Vadi needs Tzlichacha Kapodim. A strong riot to this, is from the Gemara and Babasa. Babasa and Tazayin and Aleph. The famous story with Penina and Chana. Penina had 10 children. Chana didn't have any children. So Gemara says that it says over there Nach that Penina was Mitzayah Chana. Used to Mitzayah her. Used to tell, listen, when you're buying clothing for your children, said very things that made her cry and made her very sad, very depressed. He did certain things, you know, children are coming home from school and something like that. All these things that the Mitzav, Chana. So Zemani Yom and the Gemara says, Chana, Pina, L'Shem Shemayim Niskavna. That's Pina, L'Shem Shemayim. Because the reason she was Mitzav, Chana, because she should dive into the Bani Shalom. She was there with the children. Like this, she was diving stronger than Mitzav, should dive even more to the Bani Shalom. So maybe about she'll be the bunch of Mirachim her and she'll have children. But you see, Afal Pi Kain, the says in Nach and also in the Gemara, Afal Pi Kain, Penina was Nansha. Diksiv Ada Kol Yod Shiva, Rabbis Banim Umlala. It says in Shmuel Aleph in Perek Aleph Pasuk Hey, it says that that when Chana was a sparrow at the end, she had 7 children. We all know it says. Really, she has 5 children. So what happened? So the Gemara says that every child that Chana had, she had 5 children. Every child that Chana had, 2 of Penina died. And she had 10 children. So each child that Chana had, 2 died from Penina. So when she had 4 children, Chana had 4 children, Penina already buried 8 children. When Chana was expecting the next child, so Penina told Chana, begged Chana, dive into the Bani Shalom, my last 2 remaining children should not die. And the tzchus, the tefillah of Chana, even though she had 5 children, she had the two children of Penina didn't die. So it says, that's why it says, Ada Kol Yod Shiva. Really, she had 5. But the 2 extra from Penina, that's why she had 7. At the end, it says, tzchus of Hatzchus, tzchus of Tzulchani, she was Zerecha, that the 2 children die. So maybe the Kohen named Chana, Adakar, which is going to Chana, Yod Shiva. So Chaim Shmuel Levitz writes in Sichas Musa, in Chelikal Simchav Dalet, he says if someone is Pagir B'Chaveri, even his Machshavas, Al Hashem Shemayim, still be Nenish on it. So now case also, this author, this bully, is right to be punished. And he needs a kapara and mechila, even though something good came out at the end of the day, and a big thing came out of it, he came out, Tamar Chacham, Mabit Tzayr, and so on, something good came out, Storm and Adin, the Tamar Chacham is allowed to accept the money. However, he was advised that al smidus chasides, he should give back the money, even though Mikre doesn't have to. Why? Because the Torah HaKadosh says by Moshe Rabbeinu that after he was matzel the Benais Parah from the Royim by Midian, so the daughters came back to Yisrael and they said, Ish Mitzri Hitzelenim Yad Arayim. And Mitzri, save me from Yad Arayim. So the Medrash Rabbah is in Pasha Shemais, Pasha Aleph, Islam and Beis, Ichi Moshi Mitzri Haya. Says, Ish Mitzri Tzilano. Give me Mitzri Haya. So the Medrash says, I'm already a good thing. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to come to Midian? So it says over there, in Chumash over there, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to run to Midian because he killed the Mitzri. And Mitzri was, so of course the Mitzri had to run to Midian. So the Mitzri was going, by killing the Mitzri, is going Moshe Rabbeinu to come to Midian. That's the Medrash answers. So in Eila, it was the Mitzri. Killing the Mitzri, that was going Moshe to come. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, I didn't save you. The killing of Mitzri, the Mitzri saved you. Yeah, that's a major emphasis. That's why it's called Ish Mitzri. Ishmitzri was going on Moshe Rabbeinu. Ishmitzri was going on the guy that Moshe Rabbeinu killed. So Chaim Shulevitz writes, and this is in Sichas Musa and Chedek Beis, Eislam and Simulama Beis. So from here we learn that someone's nana for somebody in the Kabbalah type of Chavaya, even you want Mischam for good, you meant to do bad. So, since the Nifka over here, this Tam Chacham today was Zeicher to Chai Eilam, he came with Tam Chacham, then he gets the Makatayv and give back, and he should give the as Chasidus, he should give the money back to the one, to the bully. So, Maskana then is like this: Tam Chacham he should get to the Achzer. And Mikadin, the Nifka, you don't have to return the money to the Achzer. However, Altmiz Chasidus, he shouldn't be Mikal Achzer the money, any money, and we should turn it back to him. Okay. Yes, you should do that. If you did something bad, you were right to somebody, you have to ask the healing 50 years later. It doesn't make a difference. You never know.
You have to remind them the whole thing.
The guy will remember. If he really was begayim, he's going to remember. People don't forget that so fast. So they get a lot. People are bullied. Kids are bullied constantly. And some people get sick because of it. You know, the bullies are, some of them are very sick sometimes. Right? Next phase. It might happen a person walked into a store that sells tachshitim, sells jewelry. He sells jewelry and he was vakish. He wants to buy a diamond ring for his wife. So the jewelry store, he takes out, you know, everything's locked. He takes out a lock. He brings a whole bunch of rings. He puts it down. Stands next to him, you know, showing him this thing, that ring, the prices, and so on. So he brings a tray full of diamond rings. Whichever one to choose one you want. For a second, the Meichel's Masir Das from the second, and the person pulls a ring, runs out of the store before he has a chance to stop him. He runs out with a very expensive ring. However, the store happens to have a video. Security camera. And you could see everything, and you could see everything on the video camera. You could see the whole Gneva standing there, taking the diamond ring, putting it into his pocket, and running out. They called the police. Police came, they took a report, like usual. A number of weeks go by, and the Mishtar, the police, does not find who the Ganav is. They can't find the Ganav yet. So, the Baal HaChanus, the owner of the store, ask Kishayla, it has sure to send out copies from this Geneva, you know, copies of this video, of the pictures, to all, he had a number of stores, to all the stores, the stores that he owns, and also to different stores that he has a cashier with them, that you should watch himself in this Geneva. He's not doing it to me, probably stealing from other people also. Or maybe, since you put you megala kolayni barabim, you send it out not only to stores but to other places also. One won't go to this store; they'll go to other stores. Everyone will see it. So other people will see it also, even not the stores itself. And if other rabbis see it, it's not negated him. There'll be itzel lashon hara, even though lashon hara is even when it's endless. So the question is: can you send out this video to the stores and make public such a thing that this person stole? So be careful of him. And plus, a lot of other people are going to see it also. It's not negating them. So be lashon hara, even though it's earnest. Yes, he can do such a thing. So Chavetz Chaim says, it's interesting, Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim writes in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Dalet Oizvav. He says, Ruvain, I'll quote what he writes. This is Lashon. Ruvain, Shu'ilva. Ruvain is an evil person. You have to try to speak to him. He should stop being evil. Shimon knows that Reuven is an evil person. And he knows that Yehuda is very has big influence on Reuven. And if Yehuda will give him Musa, Yishma Reuven Elah. Reuven will stop being evil. The only thing is, El Shidur Shehuda in the Kokach Tsunua. Yehuda can't keep his mouth shut. Roni Yodin Shaida Yifasim Maisa Shuven. Lachem. He's going to spit out that Reuven is an Ishavel. And there's no tell from telling other people. So the question is, can he tell Yehuda not? So Chavetz Chaim says, She'ef Shemuta, Lishimim Lesapel Yehuda. Since he's mainly telling to Yehuda to Ellis to save the Reuven, who's an evil person, to stop him being evil, and not the Gnusai. So even though Yehuda is going to tell other people, we don't make cheshbonis like that. That's what the Chavetz Chaim writes. So Chavetz Mashma here also that the kavanah of the store is to Ellis to watch out for this Ganav and also to capture the Ganav also. Even we know that other people know also to see the Ganav on the video and so on. So, and there's no tell us the Dava, so it's no different in the case of Chavetz Chaim. However, in the Sefer Piyamasik says that there's a chilek, there's a big chilek. In the case of Chavetz Chaim, in our case, the case of Chavetz Chaim is talking the Mesapas only to El Sachaita, to be Mafashim from Maisim Aroyim. So, Meir was mutter to tell. Let's tell the Chet of Reuven to tell to Yehuda. Even though Shach that you hear from other, even though Shach other people are here. However, in our case, the Kavana of the store owner, when he sends out this video of these pictures of the Ganav, that he shouldn't come to steal. That he shouldn't come to steal again. Not the Ganav should do tshuva, but he shouldn't steal. He could steal again. So Mela, we don't have the heter. They allowed to invite this Ganav, Barabim. Since there's no tells from this, notice Shaykh that the Ganav knows that people without this picture, he won't do Daka Tshuva at the end if it disappears him. He brings down, and the Pir Masik he brings down from Yitzhak Zilberstein that he asked Chaim Kaneski, and the Chavuches said you're not allowed to be mefits this picture since it's Nashav Lashon Hara. It would seem to me. The same halacha will apply. I see much in New York. Sometimes you see in ballpark. You walk in ballpark store, and in the front window, as you walk in, you see a picture of a check that bounced. A check that bounced. There's no covering on a check bounced. And they stick it on the door that everyone should see it. So that this person didn't pay. And why are they doing it? Because they want to invite this person. He knows about it. They want him to pay up. This is if he invites him around him, he'll pay up. According to what we said till now, the Chorot Asa, It's a lashon hara, and it's also to be to fast and berabim to pent to post it up berabim. If you do that, the owner must take it down. Then I'll keep it up. We mazik.
The guy said, "I'm not paying you back. I stole. I'm not paying you back."
Take him to the daya. Take him to a rav. Yes. And if he owes you money, if he admits he owes you money, you can go straight to court.
And you hit him over the head.
With a stick?
Yeah, just
watch
him.
Oh, but in his dinner, Nashe. I don't know if you're allowed to hit him. You end up in jail.
I'm not talking about it. I want to know if he's allowed to hit him.
The shayla is how far I say, Ovid Inish Nashe. That's a shayla itself. Looking, Chashmish with Simandalas, all call him over there in Simandalas. It's not Poshit. Agav, before Shavuos, I was preparing the Ksavim of the things that Moshe said. And preparing from Saris Moshe Chere Gimel, so the Ksav Yad has mamish this case over here, and he writes that Moshe held that you can't put up a sign, but you're allowed to scare him. Tell him I'm going to put up a sign. That you're allowed to do. To remind him that you let other people know about it. That you're allowed to do, which is push it because you're allowed to. You're not doing anything just to scare a person is no problem.
Being
yes. To what?
Being
by warning him. By how you mitzayim him. No, they know this case. This case.
You want to catch them. You want to tap them. The police are
how else
you supposed
to prison allowed to be mistaken to catch the guy?
But not this way. The other way to do it. Hide detective or do something. But the
person
I don't think so. This is Lashon Hara. They say Rosh Hamecha.
I know, but okay, one of the Chazonim says that he wants to chew and avoid it.
Right.
So that, from a person,
that's part of the cheshbon, but that's not the main reason. It could be, I have to be mine. It could be if the person is fry, because Seir Rosh Hamecha, some people say on a fry yid, there's no Issa Lashon Hara, it's coined some paiskim, and certainly not on a guy. So it could be, it depends on Issa Maisim Echa, not on a guy, it's a shmoz by itself. We're talking about from a yidin here, okay?
So they go from one person to another person to another person. So we're not allowed to tell people don't lend this person money?
If you know they're going to go to the person?
100%.
If the guy comes to you asking, can I lend him money? You can tell him the truth.
No,
they go out and put up the sign.
You want to push stop to because you see, he hit 10 guys, he's going to hit another 10 guys.
I don't think you're allowed to do that. This is Lashon Hara. Your question is, if you told someone else, yeah. But if you've been fasting, even fasting, you can go to maybe to one person and tell him, listen, if he comes to you, don't give him. But to go and be mafasim in the whole community, such a thing, even that, then there's a question of Lashon Hara. Maybe. Blin Ed, I'll be mine and we'll talk about it, okay? All right. He's going to everybody in the community. He's going to everybody. He's going to every community. That is going to everybody in the community. Here, he's lying from Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, so now Yehuda doesn't have to know about it. I'll be mine and we'll talk about it, okay? One at a time. But the question is how we did it. The question: how do you do it? You have to do it in a hetzedik way, not a hetzedik way. You can't have to do it in a head tzedek away, not a tzedek away.
That's not pushing.
I'm telling you, Chavetz Chaim. What do you want from me? I can't. Can't do. Next. Yeah. Right. That's okay because it's going to the whole community.
Yeah, so why
it's okay, because it's going to everybody. Yeah. He's talking about personal loans. Someone's going to five people.
Well, he's going to everybody.
He knows who to go to. He knows who not to go to.
I don't need to know.
He doesn't go. He goes to people who... So maybe that case would be better. Let me remind it, and we'll talk about it.
Why is it different than your original case with the guy that stole?
Yeah.
You can steal from anybody now. You're not allowed to park from
it. Right, because you're allowed to... You're not allowed to... People who don't have no shach to the case, is a Lashon Hara then. Even with Emmis. No, okay. Listen, I'm calling you a Chavetz Chaim. What do you want from me?
The police put up a wanted poster, wanted for robbery.
The police are not Yidden. They're not good.
If he's a magical rabbin,
could be different halacha. He's a magical rabbin. Right, yeah. Just take it to other. All the Jewish stores he could sell them to. That's no problem. As long as you don't put up the picture. Because the pizza is for Adam, unless he's a magical Adam.
You can sell the other stores in town that just guys bounce some checks, right?
Yes, right, correct.
So in this case, we broke it 2 weeks ago.
Why?
Don't let everybody know that this guy pulls this stick on everybody.
What was the case?
The guy doesn't have money, he makes himself like he does money.
Yeah, right. So?
What?
The grocery line.
So. Yeah, right. So what's the problem? So?
You can tell everybody that?
You can tell all the stores, but you can't put stores. That's customers. It could be. It has to be mine. It could be magical rabbin is different. I'll be mine in it. Okay. Another interesting case. A Maisa, a Bach and Yeshiva. We'll call him Reuven. He saw his chaver is using towels that said on it the hotel. Says on it her name hotel Hilton. Towels. He's using Hilton towels. Okay? He had small towels, big towels. Not only that, he saw in the cheder of Shimon. Now he has all types of towels. Put on a Hilton. Big towels, small towels. The name of the hotel on it. Let me finish. I'm just starting the case. So Reuven thought that, listen, he's stealing towels from Hilton Hotel, which is nearby. So I want to kind of Heshek Zera Shagozal. And I go to Shimon. I know his personality is not going to listen to me. He said, since the hotel is not far from here, on my way home, I go pass by. So I'm going to take these towels and bring it to the hotel, to the Kayan Mitzvah Heshev Gzela. I'll drop it into the hotel over there. Shimon comes back to the dormitory. He sees towels are missing. So he goes home to bring other towels. Again, another has the name of Hilton on it. What does Reuven do? Shimon's not around, goes into the room, takes all those towels. So come again a mitzvah of Heshek Gezeila. Heshek Gezeila. Heshek Gezeila. He stole towels. Huh? He wasn't wanting to put each minute you have a mitzvah. Each minute you have a Gezeila. So he wants to give back. Let me finish. 1 second. Shimon sees, this happens a number of times, 4 or 5 times. Shimon sees each time he has towels, the towels are Nerum. So he decides he's going to hide in the room, hide in the closet, and see who's the one that's stealing towels. He hides the Seisa. Reuven comes another time to Kayan Mitzvah Heshek Gzeila, and Shimon comes out. And Reuven says to him, he says, I was a kind of mitzvah, Hashem's better by them. And I saved you from Avon Chom of Zerah. So Shimon answers back, he says, I'll tell you the truth. Why do I have all these towels? A number of months ago, this hotel, Hilton Hotel, ordered thousands of towels, all different sizes. And there was a misprint. There was a misprint. And the hotel couldn't take the towels. So they made a special sale on it, on the towels. Yeah? Amen. And all these towels are pagumas. They sold it they sold it real cheap, because who's going to use it? The hotel can't use it. Everyone is, so they sold it they're cheap. So my family went and bought many towels. And Reuben picks up a towel. Take a look. Hilton is missing the eye. Something is missing from the towel. It's a pogrom. And that's why. That's where the towel comes from. It's mine. So I'm not the ganav. You're the ganav. And you got to pay me for all the towels you took. Okay. Reuben Tynes back. He says, how am I supposed to know that doesn't belong to a hotel? I was a shagig. And all my kavanah was a shem shemayim to save him this exela. So I'm not mochiv to pay her. And if you want those towels back, go to the hotel over there. Go to the hotel there. And go look through the towels and find the towel that you took. Who's right? Who's wrong? That's the shayla. Okay. There's a ksais ha-chayshin. Here's a chiddush gadol. The ksais is in Siman Chafei Sifkat Nalef. He says, someone takes a chayfetz of chaveiroi and he gives it to someone else to shegeg because he thought it belonged to somebody else. He thought it belonged to that person. He's not ksila ganav. He's not ksila ganav. Why? Only by mazik you say, adamu l'olam, and you chayf and shegeg kemezit. Since it's a pasuk, there's a pasuk for that. However, on Geneva B'Shegeg, there's no chiyah since the Gofa Chesi wasn't magic. It's here. He just picked it up and gave it to somebody else. So maybe it's Siddur Ganav B'Shegeg, therefore he's Potter. I looked around, by me, Zechidish Gadol, this Ksais, I looked around if anyone argues. So there's the new Ksais, and they have, I don't know the name, they have some leaklet of Svarim, and people talk on you know, each symbol of the Ksais. What?
The portion on the bottom are bigger than the
choice. Right, yes, right. So anyway, so I looked, say, bring down, who the bring down is the Bing of Shmuel Zosky disagrees, a few people, Hanty Kapais can disagree, but any Gala, you know, from the Sivis and so on, no one seems to argue. Sivis always argues left and right, and says, he doesn't say what, and some Sivis agrees to it. Doesn't argue on this. I'm just kidding. Huh? One second. However, then say this. Why? Because Reuven is not considered shaykh, he's amazed. We consider him not Peshay, he's considered amazed. Or Peshay, you want to call him. He should have been done Shimon Kaschus. And ask Ali Shimon, are these stolen? Does this belong to Hilton or not? He should have been, and if he did, he said yes, he should have given him Techacha. And then was Gal Emes that really he bought Tkumim. It was Talos that he's allowed to buy. And not Stam take it without him knowing, without the Shimon. And bring it back to the hotel. And even since Lima, you say it's hard to talk with Shimon, you should ask the Shaila first. If you're allowed to turn it back to the hotel, give back the towel to the hotel or not. Do you have a chiyuv to do it or not? And you see claw from the Torah Daisha like that also, that you should ask. Where does it say from? Mordechai Kachidish. The all know, and the Torah Daisha says that Rachel stole the Tzorfim, the Avodah Zarah of Lovin. And her Kavana was, like Rashi speaks out, her Kavana was for good. Like it says in Rashi, because Lovin should not be Avodah Zarah anymore. But however, she was Nensha. In fact, the Zarah Kodesh says, the Einish was, that through the Maisi Geneva, she won Zarechet to Megadol B'Yamin. That's how bad the Avodah was. She was in Zarechet to Megadol B'Yamin because she stole. Because of the Maisim to trust him. And the Sefer Sima Chodesh in Simon Tov Kuf Chav Dalad. He asked the Kasha, Emerson, why was Nensha such a Gzadin? Just staring down by the Zohar, it should be such a big Gzadin. Sefer Sima Chodesh. I don't have it. They say it's a new one. I never heard of it. And I looked around. I couldn't find it. So anyway, in our Sefer Sim, it's not printed. But in Tav Kof, Kuf Kof Dalet, he asked Akasha, why was Rachel Nanshe such a Sfer Gzadin? HaKavonot V'Shem Shemayim. Their father should not be able to have a Zara. To start Akasha. To die because of this. So look what the Sefer Chassid answers. I'll quote his Lashon. Kiven Shal Yaakov Sham. Yaakov Avinu was there. Hayo Elisha Yaakov Avinu Michael Kachat Shovim. Yad Yaakov Avinu. You have a love to ask. What do you pay Paskin on your own? Lay the gummer al das atzma. Who made you balabas? Don't stay on your own. Ask a shayla. Hare kishiyesh chacham the chassid lisho in lasis dava bleed at tosai. You should ask him then. That was Danish. Danish was. You had good chashbainis. But go ask a shayla. Don't pass on your own. So what is in our case here also? Woman should ask the shayla. So Rav is allowed to take the towels of Shimon and bring back to the hotel. Since he didn't do that, Reuven is not siddish. They stole the shagig. He said, "I'm going to be mazed." So maybe Reuven has to pay for all the towels that he took, took and returned back to the hotel, because he should have been done the person kaschus. Sometimes there is a reason why he has it. He didn't steal from the hotel, so maybe he should have been done the kaschus. Therefore, siddish a mazed and not a shagig.
What about the Yaakov's koala to her?
Well, should ask first. At the end, it came out. At 8, it came out the caller. But in the beginning, if she would have asked, she wouldn't have had this caller from Yankish.
Yeah, but what was the reason?
Yeah, she wouldn't have had this caller.
What's the case
the moral of the story is don't be a thrower
and then
okay. What?
What's
the case of Chos then? What?
What would be the case of Chos? Emissa Shagig. Someone's Emissa Shagig. He thinks that he's. That it's not his somebody else's, something like that. But a case where he can't be done with kaschus. Okay. Okay. Share is over. Mitzvah Hashem next week.